I wanted to.
Speech. Well, B is infection reduces withdrawals, rate of
See, they built the thing, you should go home and stop it. And Ron said that yesterday by saying he will make an announcement on Troop Level rather than on Troop Withdrawal. And so they're looking at that as being maybe significant. Which is good.
Well, there's no reason to give them credit. Because basically, the only thing there is to let us congressmen and senators. But frankly, they ought to hear it. They got some kind of emotional reaction to that mandate. And if you start, what would you do? In other words, what do you want to do with McGregor, for example? What does McGregor want to do with putting it out? Take it out with Fulbright, for example, or
Robins? I don't know.
Well, I know you don't want to have much in advance of that. You really don't. The idea that you make points by people knowing something in advance can be accomplished almost to the same degree by just calling and saying, President Blackman is listening to speech, and you think you will find him very supportive of everything you've been doing. On the other hand, you may want to draw a line for them to follow. But I don't want them to read the speech. Let me put it that way. What I would do is just be, rather than giving them the speech, we'd give them out the only the section of the three decisions. Why didn't speech just simply say that the president will announce tomorrow that tonight the integration of the bombing? One page would do it. This is the guts of the speech, the rest of the 3 hours of rhetoric.
Okay. I think that's a good idea.
See?
Don't. What about doing that with the press?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why give them the decisions?
Get them the fight. But basically, that writes the story for you.
We could do it on the basis the president.
Here's a summary.
This is a summary of the decisions that the president will announce tonight. The text of the speech will not be available because the president, that's going to be a personal list that he's not.
Yeah.
You know, something that goes on.
Good.
You're writing it up to the last minute or something.
Yeah, but he's still working. But they can get that as a letter. You can give them that. That's a. That's really public relations. Could I ask you to do this? That we don't have to sign the damn thing until later.
Sorry, I'm going to do it.
But maybe you would do this, which would say around 3 o'clock, we decided. You talk to McGregor and say, what do you mean? Then what are your arguments? See? I do know that I will not, I just not going to give them out the text because then that fits on the rhetoric. See, something near the rhetoric. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Make them listen. Fair enough. But I think you could give out the page that deals with decisions.
They will, the history of where we were in Vietnam won't
call us.
Any interest.
The appraisal battle thing.
That's just for the TV. The thing to do is look at it on the basis of what's for the TV, folks, and what do we want in the paper. And if we know what we want in the paper, write a summary that gets that in.
You say highlights the president's speech.
Yeah.
Write one page to review the situation in Vietnam. And then they don't put in the conclusion and so forth. That's what I do. Well, we check it out. It's always a problem we have, isn't it? Really, we're just standing in this gray spot and we have to do it this way because of the content press, but you know, we can't trust them that much, can we? We just realize that we've got a negative press. You see, McCrary assumes that if you just do it, the bastards will write better.
But
I do not believe they will.
What McCrary's hanging us on.
Yeah.
Says, anybody on your team still needs convincing about the decisive role of bylines, please ask them to measure the undertow of critical opinion makers and TV commentators of today's Scotty Russell article. And remember, it'll all be began. When you earned that Churchill headline on Dresden's summation of your peaking mission, Nixon's finest hour. And the church Dresden column today is the Kissinger miracle. And
so, what's he mean? He informed Dresden in advance, took it from
God. He means, yeah, inform everybody in advance. But, and he's saying that this kind of stuff is very good. That is sort of a miracle in itself.
Tremendous. I mean, the kids are miracles that he got there and back. So anybody on you? I agree.
That's about his role. Oh. His obvious intelligence, unfailing discretion, and ceaseless energy. His latest secret trip is the most dramatic illustration of confidence and power Mr. Nixon's trusted in, and a tribute to them both that this confidential relation endures despite Kissinger's insistence on expressing his independent judgments.
I wonder why it is that people on our own staff, maybe it's not me, it's not just Andrews is one of the toughest of all, but particularly of that time, with the exception of Buchanan.